If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Magnificent Monday. You know what? We're going to talk about how fearful people hold you back. Since we're talking about fear and achievement or resistance to achievement all month long, now let's kind of dive into fear a little bit more. So when we ask the question, or when we talk about how fearful people hold you back, here's the question. The question is it time for a new circle of friends or a new circle of influence? Power achievers become that way based on the people that they allow into their space. And so you have to ask yourself, if I'm not a power achiever, if I'm having a lot of challenges achieving my goals, then maybe I'm surrounding myself with the wrong types of energies. And this isn't about whether people are good or bad. It's not a judgment on people. It's that we all want different things a lot of times. Or sometimes there's a group that wants one thing. There's a group that wants another thing. And you just have to find the group that wants your thing, the things that you want. So power achievers, they really are picky about the people that they allow to be in their space, the people that they hang with. And I can tell you, I've made this mistake in the past years ago by trying to be so super friendly in the sense that I didn't want people to think I was a snob. I was a top producer in real estate. And I didn't, you know, want people to think, okay, she doesn't want to be around me, or she doesn't want to hang out with me, or she's too good for me, think she's too good for me. So I wasn't really that picky about allowing people to dominate my time, come into my space and bring their woes and all of their dramas and all of the different things that were going on in their lives. Listen, I paid dearly for that. So I am speaking from experience. And so I have to ask you, who's in your space? You know, Charlie Tremendous Jones was a motivational speaker, and he sold motivational, inspirational type books and products when he was alive. And one of the things that he said was, you will become most like the five books you read and the five people that you hang around in the next 5 years, if you want to know where you're going to be. So you can look into the future and see what your life is going to be like and see at what level you're going to achieve on if you take a moment to assess the circle that you are surrounded with, the people that you're allowing to connect to you. So I ask you again, who's in your space? You know, people whose behavior is negative or they have a positive type behavior, you want to take a look and ask yourself, the people that I'm hanging around, which do they have? And this is one of the things that I like to do. What I do is I make a list of the people that kind of have direct influence on me, direct access to me, and I put next to their name an N or a positive. Okay, now, or N or a P, which stands for negative or positive. Now, this is not about judging them as a person. This is about the types of energy that that's coming towards me from them. When they come around me, are they always complaining? Are they always whining? And no matter how much we discuss a solution, are they acting on any types of solutions? Even if they don't follow the solutions that we agree on or that we discuss, are they looking for any solutions that will move the needle towards positive, towards productivity, towards getting results? So I look for that. And that's how I make my determination. The ones that have the in, they're still my friends. They're just my friends from a distance. That's all. And it has nothing to do with whether I love them or not, because I do. However, I have to keep my energy field full of positivity and keep it full of clarity and things that will allow me to give my best and bring my best. Because even, I think we all have challenges, but I'll speak for me. I mean, I've had challenges achieving, and whenever I've assessed the situation, it's because of either my thinking, that stinking thinking. I'm not thinking on the level I should be thinking on. In which case, I look at my circle and I see who else in that circle is kind of cheering me on to stay in that negative feel. In other words, making it okay for me to do that, allowing me to be codependent with being a big whiny baby. So I take a look at that and see. And as I said, it doesn't mean I get rid of them because I love my friends. But yeah, I do have what I call friends from a distance. So I also want to say this, that when you take a look at your circle and you say, you know what, I'm not moving. Sometimes it's not the circle. Sometimes it's the person in the middle of the circle. So it's not about you beating up yourself, but you want to also be honest about where you are. Are you looking towards your best future and thinking about your best life and being positive and being excited? But understand this, that in order for you to amp up your achievement, to amp up any kind of goals that you set, you've got to make some connections with the right people, because we inspire one another. We cheer one another on. We get ideas from one another. We refer people to one another's businesses. And so we do all of this that will help us to get to where it is we want to be. And if you're selling a product, well, we buy products from one another. So you want to pay attention to your circle of influence. Now, I want to say this. I want to kind of give you a caveat here, you know, and I think I have a couple today. Usually I have like one, but I think I have more than one today. You want to be careful not to confuse discussing the economy and how things are going wrong, discussing the president and what rude thing he said or what rude thing he tweeted or what he's doing that upsets you, or even discussing an act of crime. And you want to be careful not to put those things or disguise those categories or those stories or those conversations as being positive, because you file them under, I'm just mostly concerned. I'm concerned about the state of our country. I'm concerned about what our president's going to do next. Wow, that act of crime that took place. Oh, my heart goes out to them. Understand this. You are still sending out a kind of energy that's going to bring you some kind of return. And it's most likely not the return that you want. Now, I don't say that to sound insensitive, but I say that because we tend to file everything under, well, I want to stay informed and I want to show my concern. I don't want to be insensitive and I want to be compassionate. But here's the thing I want to suggest to you. If you're not going to do anything about it, then why are you all up in it? Okay? I just had to say that. Why are you in all of that and talking about it and exhausting lots of time talking about something that you are not going to do anything about? You have the right to talk about anything that you want. You and your friends, you guys can talk about anything that you find entertaining. But understand this, that if you want to stay on the achievement track, if you want to become a power achiever, then you will take the time to pick your conversations wisely. And you'll take the time to pick the people that occupy your time and your space wisely. So you're going to take your time and decide if you want to have a certain type of conversation. And it's okay to tell a person, you know what, right now I'm in a certain zone and I need to stay there. So I really can't have that conversation right now, but we can talk about XYZ. Fill that space with something else. Fill it with something positive. Fill it with something productive. Fill it with something that's going to solve some of the challenges of life that's going on. And there are a boatload of them. So fill it with that, because that's on the side of productivity and ingenuity and creativity and imagination. Okay. And it's also on the side of compassion. And it shows that you truly are concerned and that you really care. So you really want to pay attention to your conversations, you know, because negative conversations are rooted in fear. So when we start talking about the fact that someone got shot, and as I said, it's not about turning a blind eye to anything. So for those of you who are about to get on your soapbox and get all upset with me, feel free to email me or whatever it is you want to do. But the point of the matter, it still stands that if you're not going to do anything productive about the situation, why are you all up in it? So negative conversations, they are rooted in fear. And yes, even those that make you angry, for example, someone getting unjustly punished and going to jail, and these things can really set you on fire. But here's another caveat. While there's nothing wrong with getting angry, because when you get angry, you know, there's something in you that says, hey, someone needs to be protected, or I need to go in protection mode. And that's okay. Not fear mode. Okay, but there's nothing wrong with getting angry and thinking that, but it's about what you choose to do with that anger. Are you just going to call five of your friends and whine about it and complain about it when in fact, and ruin their day? They're up high, they're excited. You know, I'll give you an example, and no one called me and did this, but Hurricane Michael. You know, I live in Jacksonville, Florida. The hurricane was not coming that way. But because I've been living in Florida for many years, I am used to hurricanes. And I can't say you ever really get used to a hurricane. But I mean, I'm accustomed to the fact that they're going to happen at certain times of the year in Florida. And we, you know, we have our hurricanes, our rough hurricanes to deal with here in Jacksonville. So you know, we kind of know and we empathize with what's going on when that hurricane happens somewhere else. But here's the thing. People don't realize that that kind of energy can just feed something that can be destructive. Whether you believe it or not, doesn't matter. The fact still remains. It does. It's been scientifically proven. So what I'm saying is that all day long, like 3 days before the hurricane even hit, I was paying for my grocery. And there, the cashier wanted to talk about Hurricane Michael. And you know, it's a category 5. And it wasn't even a category 4. It was still at category 3 at that time. But he amplified it and made it bigger in his own mind. You know what? I changed the conversation because I was not going to be responsible for sending all of that negative energy towards Hurricane Michael and giving him more fuel for his fire, but also sending that fearful energy towards the people in the panhandle. It's what you choose to do with something when you get angry or when you're concerned or you have compassion. If you're going to have long-term success, then you have to carefully choose who you allow in your space. If somebody's bringing you lots of fear, listen, fearful people will hold you back because they will tell you all the reasons why you shouldn't do that. I remember telling someone, you know what? When I reach a certain monetary goal, I'm taking a trip. And the first thing, I didn't even say where the trip was going to be. The first thing out of that person's mouth was, well, you know, you better be careful because, you know, they're killing people who travel abroad now. And I thought, wow, way to put a damper on my goal. Yeah, won't be sharing my goals with you anymore. So it's okay. People can be who they want to be. But the other side to that coin is I get to choose if I want to hang around you, if you choose to stay that way. So the same here, or same goes for you. Long-term success, if you're going to have that, then you have to carefully choose who you want to hang around. You have to carefully choose who you're going to stay connected to. So the question is, how do you choose your new circle? Well, as we wrap up for today, I am going to give you at least four quick tips and four quick strategies that you can use. And you can kind of decide how, if you need a new circle, and then you can take some steps to choose that new circle. Okay, so when I say new circle, yes, sometimes, as I said, we want to pretend that we love the whole world, and that's okay. You can love people, but there's nowhere that it says you have to hang around with them all the time. All right, so here we go. Here's the first point. You want to connect with friends or people who can expose you to new things, people that will expand your thinking. You want to stay away from the people that are afraid to live. And I get it. We have a lot of crazy things that go on in society today. But here's the thing. Which would you rather do? Would you rather die staying under the bed, or would you rather live knowing that one day, yeah, you're going to die? At least I got some living in. So the thing is, you want to hang around people who aren't afraid to live. And these people are afraid to live because they stay in their comfort zone. They're not going to step out of it. And as a result, their world never changes. It's amazing how people want things to be better, but they're not willing to make the change in the very space where the better change can come. And that space is with them. Right within them. Start with them. They're always looking outside. Well, if our president would do this, things would be so much better. Yeah. What are you doing? So if you start doing what you're supposed to do, don't worry about him. That thing's going to take care of itself. Okay. Because when everybody makes that shift towards a more positive life, and we find that, hey, we turn a deaf ear to perhaps rudeness, then guess what? Rudeness takes a back seat. Eventually, it dwindles down. Now, I'm not calling our president rude, but what I'm saying is that sometimes he says things that are a bit harsh. But you know what? I admire a person that speaks their mind. So I'm just saying, I'm keeping it real, you guys. But let's get back to what we're talking about, choosing your circle. So you want to be around people who are not afraid of stepping out of their comfort zone. And okay, you have to be the same way. The other one is choose friends or people that encourage and inspire you. Someone who's going to say, yes, enjoy that trip. You deserve it. You earn it. Go someplace really nice. And even if they're not going, then say, hey, you know what? Have fun for me. Something just to inspire you to stay the course, not to talk you out of living your life. The third one is you want to choose friends or people who are on purpose with their goals. Here's the thing. People who have no goals they're going to be living the same lifestyle next year and the year after that and the year after that. They're not going to grow. There's no growth. They have no goals. They're not trying to project anything great. And here's the kicker. The kicker is that because the life isn't playing out the way they want it to, and they don't have the fairy tale, the dream life, they think it isn't possible. Wait, you have no goals and you're not working on it. And even if you have goals, are you doing the work? All right, here's the fourth and final point as we wrap up. Connect with readers. Let me qualify this. When I say connect with readers, and I'm not putting down romance novels, because who doesn't love a good romance novel, right? But there's more to life than reading some romance novel where the girl is chasing the guy is chasing the girl, and fulfilling her every fantasy. Is that all there is to your life? You know what? I'm talking about people that read books that educate and expand their thinking and spark ideas within them and stimulate their creativity, all right? And educate them in areas that will allow them to improve and increase their territories, that will allow them to share something good with you and with someone else. And here's the kicker. Be sure you're a reader also. Don't go trying to suck up everybody's knowledge and you're bringing nothing to the table. So if you don't know what to read, I can help you with that. I often recommend books in my Power Up Today newsletter. And so you guys just go to designeryourlifetoday.com. We have things right there on the homepage. Just click on Power Up Today newsletter and it's free. Get registered for it. And I recommend lots of books. And also we have Power Achievers reading books. So books that I recommend for Power Achievers. So you can go there after you register for the newsletter, because it guides you right there and you can see what books you may want to read. And so we're going to be posting some new books very soon because a lot of good stuff is out there. New stuff I'm reading as fast as I can. So with that being said, listen, you are built to win. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let anybody's fear cross over into your life and hold you back and cause you to put a lid on your life. Don't make excuses for who you are. Just step out there and be your very best self. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. And you know what to do. Enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.